Welcome to the Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Oh, you're right. We'll just upload a computer virus into the mothership.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, slightly showery evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 89.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Alan.
What?
90.
90.
Yes, literally seconds ago you asked me, is it 90?
Oh dear, you're going to leave that in.
Pretty sure that every listener's convinced we're doing this deliberately now. It's our thing.
No, it's my thing. Please don't blame Mike on numbers getting wrong. We did literally check the number seconds ago. So
yes, Ascension indeed, episode 90.
I get it right eventually.
Are you looking for a podcast that's fast-paced, hard-hitting, in-your-face? A podcast that rides the ragged edge of disaster?
I just saw for the first time the Weezer Pork and Beans commercial.
Might want to check elsewhere for one of those. On the other hand, if you're looking for a podcast with a couple of cheerful hosts sitting around talking about geeky stuff that they like, boy, have I got a show for you. Pulp Audio Weekly, with your hosts, Wesley and Bob. It's a show that's got everything you need. Hosts.
I am Wesley, and he's sitting directly across from me, the Lana Kane to my Sterling Archer.
Ooh.
Danger Zone. is Bob. Say hi to everybody, Bob.
Hi to everybody, Bob.
And the geeky stuff they like talking about.
Don't ever fight a death claw. Like, if you see one, just turn and run.
Science!
Okay, so you made...
Miss Sakamoto, you're beautiful!
Oh, God. Symbian was, up until October or whatever of last year, the number one operating system on all smartphones.
I see. It's also
And now it's Android.
Very interesting sex toy.
And really, what more could you ask for? That's Pulp Audio Weekly at weekly.pulpaudio.com. Head on over there to find out all about the show and listen to episodes right on the webpage. Or pick up the RSS feed and subscribe right on your favorite podcast listening tool. That's Pulp Audio Weekly with your hosts, Wesley and Bob. weekly.pulpaudio.com.
I turn away from the mic to clear my throat.
I was in shock. She was only downloading episode 87 yesterday.
Yeah, it's caught up then.
Oh, she caught up about a week and a half ago.
Oh, right.
She listened to 15 episodes in 4 days.
Good God.
She is a fan. And in light of me mistiming my exercise, and given if I wasn't so busy tonight, I would have hung on for the half hour, but I've rebooked it for 7.
What are you work at?
As in 12 hours and 7 minutes.
No, right.
Yeah. I have had a request from her to restore the Indeed count if possible. I mean, I can quite easily go back through transcripts for the few episodes we've recorded for this season and run it from season 5, and I can provide you with initial and running total.
Why not visit a website that somebody's already done it?
Good point.
Yes.
Assuming there is one.
There is.
Oh, I wouldn't feel I'd put the walk in if I did that. So are you getting on with Game of Thrones?
Yeah, enjoying it. Nearly over.
Cardago's wound didn't come about that way in the book, but I find it an acceptable alternative. You were already wounded when she came across him.
He didn't... After the battle?
After the battle, but before the... I mean, he did have the fight and he did rip your man's tongue out. But
yeah.
Because we were watching it live last night, and he showed out Adriana's reaction to your man's tongue being ripped out. She was like, oh. I mean, it really doesn't hold back in the violence. I still say one of my favourite lines so far, aside from sticking them with the pointy end, was that Catalina's clearly, utterly nutside sister.
Yeah.
But she says, "You, sir, do not fight with honour." And Jan goes, "No, he did," and kicks him down the hole.
Well, life and death is pretty brutal when you get right down to it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I believe this is 90.
Yes, it is.
Kick off?
Yeah, we can do.
All right. Trois, deux, un. Clicky. Ooh, that's a nice map painting.
Yep.
And much of that is model, and much of that... I get the impression the building in the foreground is actually a model.
No, I think the entire thing was matted by Jeremy Huey, the staff artist.
That's an incredibly detailed painting, which on screen for like 5 seconds. It must have taken them hours, days.
Well, the initial plan was to have kind of a helicopter shot across the city, so it probably had more detail than was really required.
It appears the inhabitants of this city lost a great battle and were destroyed long ago. There appear to be no survivors.
Well, it's too bad. I was kind of hoping someone could help me decipher this language.
Those shades really don't suit Daniel. And where's Carter? Oh, she's inside.
Yeah, she's in the background.
Whatever this is a completely different design than the rest of the civilization.
Maybe it was here when they got here.
Well, that's assuming the inhabitants were foreign to the planet.
They have to give the lads some screen time because this is a Carter episode.
Mm.
Compared to the rest of the structures using some sort of carbon analysis.
How long?
For what?
All of it. How long?
I have no problem with the bandana and glasses, but they do look a bit off.
They look too big. I mean, even for, especially, this is from 2000, you know, reasonably sized glasses were available. Even prescription shades look cooler. Actually, you know what they look like? So they almost look like clip-ons over his actual glasses.
Yes, Daniel, keep talking to yourself. Bit of ad-lib in there by Michael Shanks.
Carter, any idea what this thing is yet?
No, sir, but the technology's very advanced.
So what? 2 hours?
Very advanced.
All right. Well, Teal'c and I have secured the immediate area. We're going to check out the town.
Yes, sir.
Don't turn it on. What did I just say?
I don't know.
It looks sort of a dragon-esque top bit.
It looks very much like a weapon just sitting there, doesn't it? Couldn't really be much help.
No, it's a pointy bit. So, if you're not sure what it does, Carter, why are you fracking with it? Is that more or less what Jack just said?
Yes. He should know better. He can't turn his back on Sam when she's got her mitts on some new kit. This is a woman that rebuilds motorcycles in her spare time.
Oh, crystals. That's technology she recognises.
Yeah, but did the gold get it from these people, or did these people get it from the gold?
Yeah, I'm sensing lightning.
Oh, someone's watching you.
Floaty invisible being. That is always tricky. How do you show a floaty invisible being on camera?
Like this. It seems to work. Oh,
there was a flash there.
Hey, Sam, are you done with that camera yet? Sam?
She's not listening, Daniel. Go and check on her.
Yep. So this season we have the Daniel Jackson brand of clothing, including fetching bandanas and sunglasses.
Jack, get back here. Now.
She sounds quite peaceful.
Yes.
So, he said, making sure he grabs the right box this time. there we are. So, Big Shock, Robert C. Cooper, and directed by Martin Wood.
Ascension, first broadcast July 13th. Was it 2000 or 2001? 2000, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That bit's not, that's normally your bit.
Couldn't remember.
Gasp, are you catching my numerical disease?
Yeah, it was 2001, not 2000. We're getting through them so quick. And years are flying by. Ascension, first broadcast July 13th. Was it 2000 or 2001? 2000, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That bit's not, that's normally your bit.
Couldn't remember.
Gasp, are you catching my numerical disease?
Yeah, it was 2001, not 2000. We're getting through them so quick. And years are flying by. God, we're back.
That's a new one with the bus.
No, I'm waking up with Colonel O'Neill looking down at me. I mean, I suppose it's possible I touched something inside the device.
No contact burns.
Of course you did, Sam. You know you touched something inside the device. After being told not to.
Oh, come on. That's like the wizard approach, you know. If you had a thing which said end of the world switch, don't touch it, we really mean it, the paint wouldn't have time to dry.
And I'm starting to question that judgment.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Okay. At least consider what you've been through the last few years. You have had a Tok'ra symbiote die in your brain, your memory has been stamped, and your entire consciousness has been transferred out of your body into a computer and then back again, and that is just for starters.
Nice. Bit between Sam and Janet. Best friends, of course.
Clearly, Sam lent Janet some Hermes. Look at that fringe. It looks sculpted.
Make sure you come back if you start speaking an alien language.
I'm sure I'll have no choice.
John Patrick Flannery?
Oh, yeah. The guest star in this episode. And John DeLancey as well.
Ooh, the John DeLancey?
Yes.
Why is that significant?
You can see Janet thinking, my God, he's finally caught up with Jack O'Neill.
In terms of doing stupid things?
Yeah, not listening to doctor's advice. Here we have Colonel Reynolds, as shown on his laptop, just in case you didn't know who he was.
Name, rank, and serial number.
This is my laptop. It's probably one he bought with him. And I mean, last time we saw him, he was based at Area 51.
Well, from what we know of the Gould, they'll often attack a planet that's threatening technological advancement.
Played by Eric Brecker. Ends up doing 16 episodes in the series.
Is he actually getting any lines in this one?
Oh, yeah.
Could be a deep space observatory, for all I know.
Or a big honking space gun, sir.
He's not had any so far.
He will.
He's just sitting there looking.
Reading the script.
Smug, and probably from the mouse movements, probably playing solitaire.
Well, whatever it is, the power core is missing. I was able to determine that much before I...
Dozed off.
You're wearing the wrong color uniform, Sam. You're in blue. Everybody else is in green. Can't you coordinate?
Some time to decipher.
You were saying that the power cord to the device is missing?
Major, you know Colonel Reynolds.
Of course.
He's been transferred from Area 51 and will be leading SG-16 during its long-term analysis of the planet.
Putting his foot down.
Well, as I was saying, I believe that an Aquita generator could be modified to interface with the device.
Carter.
Introductions all round. A little bit of exposition just for the viewers as well, just to remind you who he is.
Once I've heard someone conclusively tell me what the device is, I will decide whether we should try and find a way to turn it on.
Of course you'll turn it on. We're humans.
Request permission to join SG-16's assignment, sir.
Denied.
Oh, dear.
Dr. Jackson will be assisting in the translation of the alien language until SG-1's next mission. Otherwise, you're all free to take some time off.
Why do you want to join SG-16? I mean, they're probably teenagers.
Yeah.
I didn't really think we had that many SG teams.
With all due respect, I feel fine. I mean, there's absolutely no reason why I shouldn't be allowed to help.
Major, I have no doubt that your technical expertise will be required at some point down the line.
This is not an argument that is ever won.
No.
I always like the shot when you can see the gate through the window. It makes the room look so big, so the set so real.
Mm-hmm.
You've been a little tense.
Tense? Me? I'm not tense. Am I?
Yes.
First time slightly.
When did you first notice?
As we met.
I've always just thought of myself as very focused.
It's called working too hard. You're going to crash and burn.
I like the... You see the general in the back, rocking in his chair.
Well, find something. Take up golf. Fly a kite. Knit something.
Oh, there, put that line in.
I'm fine. Really?
You could always go fishing.
I mean, knit something? Seriously?
Yes. He was running out of ideas.
Can you imagine what sort of horrific monstrosity character would inflict on a niece or nephew if she actually knitted something? Ah, it's a nice little roadster.
Yeah, it's a 1961 Volvo. Unusual car, but...
Yeah, because very clearly styled on the MG. This is a character in civvies.
Yeah, now this house was originally meant to be Janet Frazier's home.
I'm thinking the interior is not the interior of the house we just saw the exterior of.
I believe it is.
You have no new messages.
That's a typical character phone. It's just stupidly complicated. Jack could look at that and go, well.
Whatever's on the planet's followed her back.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is it actually kind of possessed her for a bit.
Yes. Damn.
Steady, steady.
I'd forgotten about this scene.
How could you forget about this scene?
I don't know.
It was even mentioned in the commentary.
I'm not surprised. The flagrant downblow shot.
That the camisole top should have been used more often. We saw the figure in the background. A little bit scary movie-like.
Ah, jammies.
This is a bit suspect, though, by his alien.
I need to rip this and watch this on my 14-inch TV.
Early next morning, bright and early.
Still cleavage. We're good.
Great camera shot, this is. Boop, there he is.
Hi.
Hi.
Hang on, is this the episode where Teok and Jack pop over with pizza?
Yes.
To watch Star Wars?
Yes.
Oh, I thought so. I think I saw about 20 minutes of this when I was in Dublin about 4 months ago.
Yeah,
Are you from around here?
No. But this is where you live.
Yes, it is.
This is Sean Patrick Flannery.
Not a wee bit Irish at all.
Probably a very familiar actor to people who like sci-fi and fantasy. Young Indiana Jones for many, many episodes. Also in The Dead Zone, playing Stilson opposite Johnny. Currently just finished working on a couple of TV movies, Blackout and Scavengers, which are due out later in the year.
He looks a bit weird.
Well, you think about it, he's either created that body out of nothing or, you know, rebuilt it from his whatever he is. Mm. That's probably difficult. That must have been natural, because trying to actually balance that and make it look like an accident.
Daniel Jackson.
Hey, Daniel, it's me.
He burnt his hand. Poor Danny.
I was just wondering how far you've gotten on the 636 translation.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm almost done. It miraculously seems to hold the key to all the mysteries of the universe.
He's spilled coffee on the precious old book.
Priceless books. She can't help herself, can she?
Yeah, it's not so easy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I promise I'll call you when I have something.
Okay, thanks.
Another little camera trick. Upcoming.
What, with the cow?
How did you get in here?
I won't hurt you.
No, I'll hurt you if you come any closer.
Please don't.
We've panned across the kitchen, nobody's there, and boop, as if by magic.
It's complicated.
Let's start with how you got into my house.
I followed you home last night.
You've been here all night?
I read some of your books and watched the television so I could learn how to speak and what to wear.
Yes.
Is this okay?
You've been in my house all night?
Yes. But you couldn't see me. I just took this form now so we could relate. Actually, I used to look this way before my ascension.
Now, Jack would have got his sidearm already and put two bullets in the guy.
Yeah. Wouldn't have done any good.
Please, I'm not crazy.
Most stalkers and rapists say that at first.
Who are you?
My name is Orlan. I'm from the planet you just visited. I followed you back through the Stargate.
See, that's impossible.
I can become invisible in my natural, non-corporeal...
Yes, that's pretty good demonstration of visibility.
I'm sorry if I scared you. I just wanted to talk to you.
Did you just walk through the counter?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was reading the transcript.
Sam's looking pensive, but she's lacking the heaving bosoms of a woman in peril.
You had to go Sam and heaving bosoms, didn't you?
Do you need to lie down now?
Was that purely for my benefit? Thank you. I have my own heaving bosoms to look at. Well, not mine. But...
Love you.
Yes, Sam. Ooh, freaky. And there we have the key, the ascension. Does that mean he's ancient?
Oh, he looks about 35.
You'd have thought Sam would have tricked put two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
What does he wear?
Average, normal clothes.
Where do you think he got?
Not a good impression there, Orlan. That's what she thinks of you, vermin. Yeah, the first reality television.
Sam Truman Show Carter?
Yeah.
And Sam's bosom. I don't see this as a bad thing. Are they putting cameras in the bathroom?
I think she might draw the line there.
We don't have to tell her the button cameras there. We just put the cameras there.
Believe me, sir, at first I thought he was just some crazy guy off the street, and then he starts walking through solid objects. I knew there was no way I was going to be able to contain him if I tried. My phone line was dead, and I decided the best thing to do would be to bring a Code 3 team in here as fast as possible.
Carter, no one's accusing you of acting improperly.
Colonel, we're done. I'm ordering my men to evacuate the premises.
All right, notify the local authorities, tell them the gas leak is fixed.
Yes, sir. Our remote surveillance system is set up and can be monitored from a van on the street. We'll watch the place as long as you want, sir.
Thanks.
Jack really doesn't look comfortable in civilian clothes, does he?
No, not really.
Well, Sam carries that off quite well.
I could hang out for a while.
So far, he's only shown himself to me.
Maybe he's shy.
Please don't say take it easy.
Take care.
Now, what do you think that is? A 286? Maybe a 386?
2001? Oh, God, no. I did 386 in the mid-90s. Probably a Mac. That looks like an Epson printer.
Now, what do you think that is? A 286? Maybe a 386?
2001? Oh, God, no. I did 386 in the mid-90s. Probably a Mac. That looks like an Epson printer.
One of those books had to be removed because it had a naughty word on it, but for the life of me, I can't tell what it is because the resolution of this image isn't good enough. And then the commentary, they wouldn't say what the word was.
Aww.
But the book is there, so if you get a high-res still of this, someone may have to make it a hat.
I find that slightly disturbing. Tyrek has the ability to focus with such intensity, I wouldn't like the idea of him watching me.
How's Sam?
Hammond recommended a psych evaluation.
Do you believe Major Carter has become mentally unstable?
No more than the rest of us.
And again, beautiful set, creative lighting, but come on, put the main fluorescence on. Seriously.
I was right.
It is a weapon of great power, O'Neill.
Big and honking.
Daniel is an academic. He likes little pools of light on dramatically lit sort of African masks.
Yeah, exactly. They even said on the commentary it took about half an hour to light that mask.
Yet somehow they suddenly managed to build themselves an incredibly advanced weapon to defend themselves.
Couldn't have been so advanced.
What is that screensaver?
That, I think, is a text from that column that Daniel was having a look at.
Mm. The monument outside the device tells a story of how they destroyed the threat from the skies, and the men who built the weapon were heroes.
Which would explain why the Ghoul did not take the weapon.
Hey, I saw that planet. If the Ghoul didn't get him, who did?
That's a good point, Jack. But of course, everything becomes clear later.
We're not sure.
And of course, he is literally reading his script now. And why not? If you've got to hold a piece of paper in front of you, it must be a pretty decent weapon.
For a given value of decent. By decent, do you mean we'll cheerfully blow the loan crap out of anything it's pointed at?
Well, you looked at the Tolan weapon system, you know, which was numerous gun emplacements over the entire planet to defend their atmosphere. And there we have one weapon which obviously defeated probably a Ghoul fleet.
There were times on Valona where I thought I might be losing my mind.
Valona.
Your planet refers to it as 636. I was there for hundreds of years by myself. The first time I saw you...
Have they taken the cameras away?
No, but... The likelihood is that they'll be watching her talking to herself.
My kind are capable of a level of communication that shares our innermost essence.
Telepathy.
Reading someone's mind is an invasion of privacy. It's not about specific thoughts or memory. It's a sort of exchange of spirit.
No wonder he's a bit off. No, don't finish that statement. It can never end well.
I guess you weren't prepared. But I did learn about you.
Uh-huh.
What did you learn?
That you're a good person. That your heart is pure.
Right this moment, a little bit on the wimpy side, mate. Little bit. We know you're going for the sympathy vote, and quite often that does work.
To get the Code 3 team back in here.
I'll just hide again.
Okay, so what are you going to do, stalk me for the rest of my life?
Actually, I just wanted you to let me try again.
Well, ascended beings are the ultimate hippies. Ascension. It's a trip. Come on, you can see that on the bumper sticker. Give me about 15 minutes on Cafe Press and you will see it in the bumper sticker.
Then will you go to the SGC and turn yourself in?
No. But I'll leave if you want.
Will you actually be gone?
I promise.
This is rather suggestive, really. I've been alone so long and you were the first one I've seen and I want to try something with you. I know it didn't work first time, but if we're careful and take it slow...
Stand there.
Yeah, it's like sex the first time.
I'll do what you want, and then you'll go, promise. Yes.
Open your mind to the possibility of an existence not governed by the rules of science, which you hold so dear.
How do I do that?
Just close your eyes and...
Don't say take it easy.
Relax.
Lie back and think of England.
Surely lie back and think of Montana. Think of anywhere but Arkansas, really. Again with the huge eyes. He looks at the part.
It's a trusting soul. Nice effect. I mean, they've perfected this. Ooh.
Ooh.
My, what big eyes you have.
She does have big eyes. I've commented on that before.
Yeah.
Maybe we should promote the Sam Carter line of mascara this time.
Colonel!
Yeah?
I was going to go with the Jack O'Neill hair dye.
Look, wear a skirt as well.
Fetching denim jacket. So? Little buttons on.
So it was in my house. The Code 3 team was supposed to take away all their equipment when they left. No more cameras, no more listening devices.
So they forgot one, Carter.
Are you sure?
No.
Sir, is the SGC secretly keeping tabs on me?
Secretly?
Oh, so they did remove some of the cameras, but left one behind.
Yes.
And Jack wants to go to the loo.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Carter, here's the bottom line. No one has seen what you've seen. And until that happens, we're all going to think you're nuts.
It's not a secret, Sam, now that you know, so I'll admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Purely hypothetically, as my superior officer, if this alien did show himself to me again...
Did it?
I'm just saying... If the alien had the ability and desire to show himself only to me, it would probably be better if I gathered as much information as I could, possibly even found a way of isolating it before I officially mentioned it again, right?
I'd have loved to have seen some of the extra footage of this where Jack was really hamming it up, wanted to go to the loo.
You think RDA actually did have to go to the loo?
No, he's an actor.
I gotta pee.
Speak faster, Sam. Quick.
Oh, an actor. As opposed to just an actor. An actor.
Yes, an actor. Jack's going to agree to pretty much anything at the moment just to get rid of you.
That's such a Jack moment.
And that was one of the guy's officers, a bloke called Big Bad Billy, who's actually responsible for all the computer-generated images on the screens that you see around the base.
And they turned it into a men's room?
Yes, which is revealing what they think of him, really.
Okay, your image is going to go down in quality for a couple of episodes.
You think that's going to be possible?
Well, yeah. An Aqueduct reactor can be interfaced easily enough. The problem is the burst of energy that's required makes the whole thing pretty dangerous.
How?
Well, basically, you have to start an overload in the reactor and then release it into the device. The problem is, once the overload is started, you have no choice but to release the energy or the reactor will explode.
So you better be sure you want the weapon to fire.
Like me, I get people being impatient with me or making demands and my usual responses. So, exactly how long would you like to wait for your computer to be fixed the next time something goes wrong with it? It
doesn't cost anything to be polite to the guy who's actually helping you out, even if it is his job.
You think we should just leave it alone?
Well, let's just say I'd feel a lot better if there was someone left to explain exactly how to use it.
That's something important to know, that if we decide to power the weapon up, we've got to be 100% sure we're going to use it, otherwise it'll blow up.
You're late.
Yeah.
He's just standing there.
What do you mean?
You said you'd be home an hour ago. I was worried.
He's nagging you already, Sam. Get out of this relationship. He's too clingy.
I don't even know what it is.
You still could have called.
What are you talking about? You couldn't have even answered the phone if I did.
Maybe I could have.
Well, put it this way, Sam. This is probably one of the longest relationships in this reality you've had for quite a while.
Yes.
I mean, I...
Ooh. Aw. He's a real boy now.
Surprise.
How?
Things have been going well between us, right?
There are so many ways you could take this scene now.
Yes. Come on, Sam, you know where you want to take this scene.
That's just because we both used to live on different planes of existence.
Used to.
It's possible for my kind to take human form.
God, I've gotten all kinds of creepy on this episode.
Can't help it, can you? This is creepy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Carter!
It's Colonel O'Neill. Disappear!
was that Sam's abracadabra gesture?
Yeah. Hide him in the closet. It's a bit of a farce, this is. Hello, Vicar.
Hey, guys. What are you doing here?
We brought pizza in a movie. Star Wars. He's seen it, what, 8 times?
9.
9 times.
Tilk. What an outfit Tilk's wearing.
A cowboy hat that doesn't even hide the fucking symbol.
You've never seen Star Wars?
You know me and sci-fi.
Yes. On, yes, Jack.
Is that a Canadian flag on Jack's hat? Or is it Norway?
No, it looks more like Finland. Is it Norway? Red.
Why on earth is he wearing a Norwegian flag?
I don't know.
Do you already have company?
Kind of.
A date?
I can understand why you might assume that I didn't have plans.
Well, don't worry about it.
Come on, Sam. They've bought pizza and Star Wars.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mixed reactions here. I'm really
sorry. Yes.
Great that Sam's had something to do.
Well, good for you. Have fun.
Thank you.
Have a pizza. And fun.
You don't put the cold beer on top of the warm pizza. You know? Then the pizza gets cold and the beer gets warm. This is wrong. She took both pizzas.
As I was saying, once my kind chooses to take human form, we can ascend again.
What did she jump for? What did she really expect? He has this habit of being just there.
So, now what?
I have read of a place where humans do battle in a ring of jello.
Whoa, joke. Jesus Christ.
Are you slightly ahead of me?
They've just thrown the keys.
Oh, but you knew he was going to say that.
I was admiring Teal'c's shirt.
I was admiring Teal'c's line.
Oh, the ring of jello.
Yes. Really goes with the theme we've got.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Really. The boys are off to watch a bit of...
I don't know where the rest of my kind are.
It's supposed to be young Carter. I'm sorry, the facial structure is not wrong.
It was actually Corman's stepdaughter.
Really? Never heard of her.
Well, she could do the same glowy kind of things that you can. And she controlled the forces of nature.
Yeah, that's easy. At least, it used to be.
Here's the thing. Why do you bother with a glass that big unless Cougar Town style? You're actually going to fill it.
Yeah, I've never quite understood that myself. You know, it's like a brandy snifter.
Well, a brandy snifter is a sort of aeration thing. But a brandy snifter you can aerate because you actually cup it in the palm of one hand. Unless you're Andre the Giant, you're not going to cup that glass in the palm of one hand.
Ah, so they were humans then. Of course, this kind of pans out throughout the rest of the series. The influence or lack thereof from the ancients.
Couldn't just watch them die.
You told them how to build the weapon.
Communicated the knowledge, yes. They saved themselves.
But not for long.
No.
Well, you were right to try.
You're wrong. That was a horrible mistake. Shortly after they used the weapon to defend themselves, they started to plan the conquest of other planets using the technology that I gave them.
So what happened?
The others.
Yep, that's pretty much what we'd do, if we're honest.
Well, speaking personally, no, but...
Yeah, but it wouldn't be your decision, would it?
No, it wouldn't be my decision.
First, we'd take out certain parts of the Middle East and Far East and maybe the odd African country. Then think about conquering other worlds.
Well, the thing with weapon technology is, can it be adapted for propulsion? Now, Sam, you serve a really crappy table. It's just bread.
It could be very tasty bread.
You could have cooked. I mean, you had pizza. What happened to the pizza?
It's probably still sitting in the hall.
Yeah, but it goes cold. The cheese gets all manky.
I can never go back to the way I was without the others.
Why would you do this?
I did it as much for myself as for you. If nothing develops between us, I'll accept it. I just couldn't go on any other way. I just had to know.
Yes, I was waiting. The Simpsons were even less subtle with this. They had a van which had flowers by Irene written on the side.
Sirs, if I may, I think we should wait.
Do you think we should wait?
No, we can just...
I'm assuming John DeLance is somewhat creepy.
Well, that goes without saying.
Because General Hammond ordered me to.
We do see John's character again, if memory serves.
Well, oh, yeah, he becomes a recurring character.
Mm-hmm.
Colonel Simmons.
How often or for how long? Or in how many seasons?
Well, you know, we'll go along with that as and when he appears.
And going through the Stargate is extremely dangerous, and you do that every day.
I agree with Sam. We don't know enough about what happened on that planet yet.
Need I remind you, Dr. Jackson, of the dangers that we're trying to defend Earth against?
Could you? I mean, go slow.
General, I believe that using the device caused an atmospheric weather anomaly big enough to destroy the civilization on 636.
He is military, but obviously right now he's part of the NID.
Oh, dear. Well, that's not much of a leap, is it, Q to NID?
The NID have a higher opinion of themselves than the Q continuum had.
He even played a really creepy sort of scumbag in the Dead Zone movie.
But I think that we need to perform a proper forensic environmental analysis.
And we're going to. After the first test firing of the weapon, which is when we'll be able to gather the most accurate information.
Not if you're dead.
There is nothing to show...
Major, you have 2 weeks to bring me any relevant evidence. If you can present a good reason to stop the test, I will.
Yeah, Sam's really putting a foot in it. She's not aware that Colonel Simmons have got all the tapes of what she's been talking about. And it's kind of leaving Hammond in the lurch as well.
Mm-hmm. Need I remind you that ultimately the decision rests with the Pentagon?
Colonel, there's a red phone in my office that only takes calls from one man. The last time I checked, he's the boss of your boss. Or do I need to remind you?
Well, she's pretty much doing it buying time. And
Oh, dear.
They tried to blow up a Naquadah bomb not long back, and look how that turned out. Now they want to do some other alien technology.
Yeah, right.
You don't need to, but you're going to, aren't you?
That kind of reminds me, there was the episode of BSG I watched last night was the one with the Master Arms in the tribunal. And actually, Delance took that quite well.
He wasn't worried about that.
Even scenery chew, he was kind of, you know, amused.
I think he knows at this point how big and powerful the NID are, and he's not afraid of an elected official, even if the elected official is the president.
Certain materials,
the hell?
That's a big rock.
It uses emerald, right?
It's huge.
Oh, is it?
Stop blushing, Orlan. She's talking about the emerald. There are advantages to having the knowledge of the ancient.
You wouldn't believe the things that you can make from the common, simple items lying around your planet. Which reminds me, you're going to need a new microwave.
Another one.
Okay, so you broke my microwave, but you gave me an emerald worth about 15 years' salary. I think I'll forgive you that one. Any of her diamonds are a girl's best friend?
The others will know if the weapon is activated.
You think they'll try to stop us?
It's possible.
Well, even if we only intend to use the weapon to defend ourselves?
How can you be sure of your people's intentions? You obviously can't trust them if you think that they would spy on you inside of your own house.
Yeah, I guess I can't trust all of them.
This is a Boulevard Park in Vancouver.
No, the mountains kind of seem Vancouverish.
Well, look at the weather.
Well, that's true.
This is Canada.
Canada,
yeah. Strangely, it's not raining.
I can't take the chance, Sam. I won't be responsible for the demise of another civilization.
Well, if you thought it might come to that, why didn't you just destroy the weapon?
I thought I had. I never expected you'd be able to replace the power core. You really are brilliant.
I think your point is we have to find a way to stop the test.
How? You have no proof without exposing me.
I know.
It doesn't. It's not like Cork. It doesn't always rain in Canada.
Well, a lot of the location shoots seem to occur when it's raining.
I wonder why. Probably because they don't shoot in the summer.
And if, in case you missed it, as that woman walked past is where the Steadicam operator stepped off the crane.
Hmm. That was nice for him because he's still got to haul the bloody thing. Those yokes are heavy. I know I've said that before.
You like me a lot.
You thought they'd have got to change your clothing for him by now.
Maybe he didn't bother to include sweat glands.
Amazing. If they hang around long enough, Sam eventually takes to them. So few hang around, though.
Well, none of them last more than an episode. It's like Sonny's girlfriends and Sonny Crockett. Well, my voice. They never last more than an episode.
They get brutally killed by a mobster, and then he mourns for them. And next episode, this is my latest girlfriend.
So what happened to your previous 43 girlfriends? Let's not talk about the past. Let's focus on you.
Colonel Reynolds and SG-16 are on P4X-636, setting up the Naquadah reactor as we speak.
But, sir, you said I would have 2 weeks. It's only been...
9 days, Major. And I dare say you haven't spent a single minute of it working on atmospheric weather anomalies.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yes, you're in trouble, Sam.
Would you like to explain these deliveries?
Ganging up on Rave and Jack.
What deliveries?
100 pounds of pure raw titanium, 200 feet of fiber optic cable, 7 100,000-watt industrial-strength capacitors. The list goes on. All ordered online from your home computer.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I've been here on the base every day.
Oh, well, then maybe you'd like to explain who's been accepting these deliveries.
Richard Dean Anderson actually changed some of his lines in this scene because he thought he needed to come across a bit more military.
Not us. The Pentagon. I'm sorry, Major. I've expressed my anger and disappointment to the President regarding the investigation of one of my officers without my knowledge.
We have tapes of your conversation with the alien.
Amazing what you can buy, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Perhaps in this day and age, it'd be a bit harder to acquire some of these items.
Possibly not. Let's see.
would you like to tell us what's going on, Major?
She doesn't have to tell you squat.
Go, Neil.
Major Carter was working with the approval of her superior officer. She told me he was there. I authorized her to collect as much information as possible.
Yes. Not good. Not good at all.
As we speak, a team of special forces are surrounding your house. And on my command, they're going to go in and take that alien into custody.
Yeah, that is reassuring. You're not imagining it, Sam. You're not crazy. I think that's a point Jack could be making. Like, he may be Colonel Simmons, but he's not active at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, John DeLancey specified he did not want to be dressed as a military man. Mm-hmm. He does smooth very well. You know, smarmy even. Probably as good as...
I'd say smarmy, not, I mean, like, you see, smooth, sort of actually proper smooth, not kind of, I want to take a shower afterwards, Kinsey-style smooth. Kinsey's just sort of... You kind of get an uncomfortable shiver down your spine whenever the man's in a fracking room.
Yeah.
You got the place sealed off. He's not going anywhere.
This is Rob Fournier. He's the armourer.
Well, this is the silhouette of Rob Fournier.
It's not even his voice. Unfortunately, when they had to redub the audio, he wasn't available. So it's one time he gets on screen, it's not his voice.
So did you have lines? Kind of. That's me, Mom, honestly. I don't know. Son, I can't really see you. I could be anyone.
He's worked on the A-Team, Smoking Aces 2, Push, all as the armourer.
Orlin?
You know, the initial shot there, he didn't realise that was a mirror.
Surprising that they'd let her go in there alone.
Orlin, what are you doing?
Okay, just a minute.
There's a team of special forces outside.
I know.
They want to take you into custody.
I know. That's okay.
Now, whatever you do, Orlin, don't pull out the power cord. Be very gentle with it. Oops, you pulled it out. How is power getting to it?
Well, that could have been the cord leading to the rest of the house.
Who's a clever boy?
Oh, it's steaming and everything. Who's built the little Stargate?
You've been busy.
I didn't think they'd let me go back to Valona through their Stargate.
So you built one?
Sort of. This one won't dial multiple addresses. It'll only create a wormhole once and probably burn out.
And you ordered the materials online?
Mostly.
Isn't it cute?
Now, wouldn't it be nice if you left detailed plans and explanations of how it was done?
And you're going to need a new toaster.
Toast, he's ruined the toaster as well.
Hopefully we'll be able to draw enough energy.
Then what?
I go to Valona and stop your people from using the weapon.
Imagine what you could do if she let him have a blender.
Then I'll have to make them listen.
They could kill you.
Major Carter. Major Carter.
Yes.
Is this someone whispering into a radio?
It sounds like it, don't it?
You're whispering into a fucking radio. I mean, she could turn the volume up, you'd still be loud.
If she was supposed to go in kind of undercover, as it was, why not just put an earpiece in?
Move in.
All teams. We have a go.
We're coming in.
Go.
In fact, it doesn't make sense to send her in. She's a suspect at this stage. Little lights lighting up. Oh, lovely.
Check the basement.
Whoosh. Night.
More of a gasploosh rather than kaboosh.
Everything scaled down just a bit.
I hope this isn't goodbye.
Go on, Sam.
Yeah. This gate will self-destruct in 5 seconds. It wasn't locked.
No, but, you know.
He's carried his battering ram in, so he's damn well going to use it. Where'd they go?
Jack's impressed.
I know. I'll have one of them.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
No. The powers that be aren't happy.
Are they the powers that be?
Oh, yeah, it's Orlin's people.
Don't move!
It's just zatted one of your men.
I know this man.
He attacked us.
Look, he's just shot one of your men. That's right, you're allowed to shoot him back.
He has good reason to want to stop this test.
I have orders from General Hammond.
I know. Let's just dial out and talk to the general about it.
Can't do that.
Ooh, that's new.
It looks so that it fires straight up, so as long as you don't get in the way.
Your instructions specifically said that once we started the energy buildup, we couldn't have boarded the reactor would blow.
He's right. If we disconnect the reactor now, it will explode.
Good. What will be destroyed?
I get the impression it fires straight up, and then there's an answer straight down again.
It looks like a weapon that doesn't matter where you are in the atmosphere, you're going to get obliterated if you're up there when it fires. Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, that's kind of screwed things up now. Now would be a good time to run for your lives.
Just hang on.
Major, we gotta get out of here.
We can't dial out. We can't risk the blast wave translating through the wormhole.
Did he shoot with the weapon?
I have to go, Sam.
Oh, they're kind of screwed now, then. They can't switch it off. They can't run away. That's the problem with the ascended beings, you know. When they come back, take corporeal form, they don't remember how much it hurts to get shot.
It's the only way that I can save you.
Yep, he's going. I guess the other figure has redeemed himself.
Oh, you haven't seen this before, have you, mate? It'll take that. Now, remember when we last saw Naquadah generator blow up and how small the explosion was? Mm. Now, compare it to this one.
Well, the last time we saw an Naquadah generator blow up, it didn't have an ascended being wrapped around it.
A little bit bigger. So you think Orlan's dead?
For a given value of dead.
I think the ancients kind of full-stopped this experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
She's thinking, you know what, I'm rather dangerous to go out with.
She's allowed to be upset. She did actually like Orlan, and she spent enough time with him to really like Orlan. Not saying anything happened, but he always seemed to be wearing the same clothes the next day, I'm just saying.
Oh, for God's sake, Michael.
Right, that was Ascension.
That was fun.
It was an okay episode. It doesn't rate very highly when you look at some of the polls and the scores on various websites, but as a standalone episode, which it pretty much was, or at least the start of a mini arc, it was fun.
It was our first proper introduction to the Ancients.
Well,
it was our first introduction to the John Atlantic.
We've met Omar a couple of times, and we've had experience of events that she's had a hand in. But this is a second one, so we know the odds are that we'll be meeting others.
Indeed.
And even producer says they were disappointed that they got Orlan, Sean Patrick Flannery, excellent actor, did a fantastic take on the character, and they killed him off. Now, you'd have thought, being an ascended being, there would have been an opportunity at some point to bring him back and fudge the issue.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, they must consider him dead, dead.
Yes, because, I mean, it's not... Well, you know, as far as we know, when somebody is dead, they stay dead, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, how many... that's a lie, because, let's face it, how many times have the SG team, or members of the SG team, actually been killed at this point?
Many times.
Answers on an email, please, folks. That's gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. How many times have the SG team died to date, please? Either individually or collectively.
Come try ya!
Right then, next week's episode.
The Fifth Man.
On the next Stargate SG-1.
We're not leaving without you!
Get reinforcements!
A hero caught in the crossfire.
I wasn't gonna let you die. It's like a ton of paperwork.
A battle forged by deception.
Colonel O'Neill and Lieutenant Tyler were cut off from the gate.
Who's Lieutenant Tyler?
A soldier of mysterious origin.
If SG-1 has fallen under some kind of an alien influence, anyone I send back to the planet would be compromised as well.
If O'Neill's been brainwashed...
There's no record of a Lieutenant Tyler on active duty at the SGC.
And fighting under false pretenses...
Could get interesting.
How long can he survive?
Behind you!
Against countless enemy forces. Richard Dean Anderson stars on the next Stargate SG-1.
O'Neill stays behind on an alien world to tend to the wounded Lieutenant Tyler, the latest member of SG-1. When the rest of the team returns to the command center, discover that Lieutenant Tyler doesn't exist! Exclamation mark. Will this latest case of alien mind games close SGC down for good? Shouldn't that be closed the SGC down for good?
I'm not going to criticise anybody for grammar.
There's poor, there's badly written copy, but then there's bad copy, edited copy. I know.
Again, it's one of those episodes where you don't really want to hear the blurb because it just kind of give it away.
Well, you can cut the blurb out if you like.
Yeah, if you cut the blurb out and cut the coming up next on Stargate, you know, it takes a nice bit of padding out of the episode.
You don't think we... I'm sure there was enough interesting pre-episode bullshit that you could have thrown some of it in.
Sometimes you just want to take a minute to dialogue and dump it in, as is.
I did go and see X-Men yesterday.
Yes, yes, I read it.
And I would rate it as highly as the first one, if not higher. Marvel, I think, have really hit their stride with the last few movies.
You including Thor with that, then?
I liked Thor.
Yeah, Thor, all right. I was hoping for more, but...
I thought the interaction between Thor and your woman was very good. Especially when he actually comes back to himself as Thor. And she's like, so this is how you usually look. Yes, it's a good look. A lot of comedy. Was it you that said that you thought the Rainbow Bridge was a bit... Somebody said to me they thought the Rainbow Bridge were a bit disco.
No, it wasn't me. Although I have heard that quote before.
Come try ya!
If you need to email us, the email address is gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. If you need to find the podcast, somebody gave it to you, you got it through an online subscription, we're on iTunes as Gatecast. We're also listed on Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. If you want to leave feedback, you can record an MP3 and email it to gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave us feedback on the website, that's gatecast.phasecast.com. There is the Facebook group, which is The Gatecast. And finally, you can also tweet us. We're The Gatecast on Twitter as well. Hope to hear from you next week.